This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When the people go over the Sirat, there is a slight diversion which the Hadith mentions the Qantara. This is where the believers would gather. This is where the animal which had a horn and attacked the animal which did not have a horn, the animals now will take revenge and then they will be turned into dust. At this moment, there will be certain believers who will have some hate, some malice for other individuals because they were oppressed by that person. This is the place where that final hatred, dislike for each other will be taken away from their hearts. People will come. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a man will come and he will complain that this person oppressed me and I want to take revenge. And then from a distance, the doors of Jannah will open and this man will look into Jannah and he will say, what is this for? Who is this prepared for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that this is prepared for you if you are ready to forgive your brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this state in the Quran. He says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صَدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ. We will remove from their chest any resentment. إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرْرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. They will be brothers on thrones sitting in front of each other. When a person enters into Jannah, they will have no malice, no dislike, no resentment for their brothers. One of the reasons this is also done is because in Jannah, there will be people who have greater Jannah, higher Jannah. There will be people in Firdaus. There will be those who are closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The nature of Jannah is that one will have no resentment for their brothers. They will all be happy. They will all want khair for each other. When this takes place, the people of Jannah go to Jannah and the people of Jahannam go to Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to establish the fact that Jannah is not finishing. Jahannam is not finishing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring death in the form of a black sheep. And the people of Jannah will be asked, do you know what this is? And they will know. They will say, yes. This is death. And then Allah will address the people of Jahannam and Allah will ask them, do you know what this is? They will say, yes, oh Allah, this is death. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do is that he will have that black sheep slaughtered to establish the fact that death is dead, that no death will ever come unto you. The people of Jannah will become more happier. The people of Jahannam will become even sadder because they will know that they are never going to die and this is their eternal abode. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Warn them about the day of regret, the day that you will be so sad, that day that you will bleed tears of blood, إِذَا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. And the matter will be wrapped up. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. And they were heedless. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.